Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The wrestling season underway last night for the Sherrard Tigers. Jarrett Bailey got on the mat at 285 pounds, and I guess I first got to ask you, are you already in wrestling shape, or do you got some more work to do there?
Yeah, I'm getting there. It's a work in progress. We're grinding every day after school, but I think I'm just about there.
Yeah, and I guess for people that don't understand day-to-day wrestling, when you first get on the mat and have a competitive match to open up the season, I guess you kind of find out in a hurry, don't you, if you are in wrestling shape?
Oh, that's for sure. I know as soon as we went into overtime, I was feeling, you know, reaching for the gas tank a little bit. But I was actually surprised with myself. I felt I was, you know, better conditioned than what I might have thought.
Well, and I know you're talking about last night, one of the matches you opened up with, you had a try with St. Bede and Fulton. And now Fulton's got a pretty good heavyweight, the Fleetwood kid. And you went mano a mano into overtime, and you fall 3-1.
Yep.
But that must have been a pretty good match to start the season. I bet you a lot of energy with that thing.
I didn't think it was too bad, really. I guess not as much action I should have had through the match. You're kind of just bumping heads most of the time. I'm still trying to figure them out. But.
Well, and you, as you said, it was just the first match of the season. You were a 220-pounder last year, state qualifier, up 285 this year. A little bit about your decision and how does that set up for you as the season progresses, you think?
Oh, I love it. I love to eat, man. that was the key thing for me. No, but I just love staying big, being able to lift. And it's just more of my natural weight. That's where I walk around at.
Yeah, and I guess you kind of know what you're up against then with the heavyweights in the area. Fleetwood's a good wrestler. I think Logan Lee's moving up to heavyweight. You got a 220-pound state champ there. So what about that weight class from what you know in the area, at least early in the season?
Yeah, I definitely looked at the rankings pretty careful. It wasn't just about the whole staying big thing either. I thought it was the best place for me. I know a lot of kids that are beatable for me. You know, that standoff I had last night with Fleetwood, that was a pretty good showing, I think.
All right, and I saw the one nice thing, all 14 weight classes filled for Sherrard's lineup card last night, so it was nice to see that. What do you think about the team?
We're a young team, but I think we're pretty explosive. There's, I don't know, no other way to put it. It's a young team, but we've had young teams before, and we've done good things.
Well, and you got a coach that's approaching very important milestone. I think he's at 198 after last night, so he's going to reach 200 wins as the wrestling coach at Sherrard. You going to be a part of that this year? How neat is that?
That's a pretty cool thing. You know, he's a good coach. All 4 years had him, and just be a part of his 200th win is going to be pretty special, I think.
All right, I know a football kid, and I had the pleasure, and I mean that, by covering the Sherrard football program this year. And I always tell people that when you cover a team that may struggle in terms of winning and losing, I have ultimate respect for kids who stick it out. What about playing football this year? And you know, most of the kids I've talked to, I say, you know, you deserve a pat on the back for playing every down, playing to the whistle, showing up at practice, doing all that stuff. So what about that this year?
Well, every year I pad up. It's just a good experience, no matter what the outcome. But what I've really noticed this year, just from, you know, our whole staff change, it's just a change in culture around here. And regardless of, you know, whether people can see that or not, we definitely had a good group of seniors that kind of changed the tempo of how practice should be and how games should be played. I definitely think it's a lot closer than it has in years before. And it was just all around a good time.
All right, that's Jarrett Bailey, and we'll follow his progress in the high school wrestling season. A good heavyweight at 285 pounds. Jarrett Bailey, good luck. We'll be following you throughout the season.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor with High School Sports Spotlight.